Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley, designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Hey everybody, good morning. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. And once again, I want to thank everybody who came out to the Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy now a couple of weeks back. And I am telling you, people are still talking about some of the things that we kind of talked about last week on the show, the man cave. And boy, people are still saying, I think I got ripped off. I wanted to win that $25,000. And I can tell you with pretty good certainty, we're going to bring that back next year, because a lot of people sure had fun playing it, trying to win $25,000, and it was just a lot of fun seeing everybody. So again, thanks for coming out. Whenever I do the show, the Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy, I become a consumer, because I am a consumer, just like you guys are, and I walk around, and I see things, and I go, you know what? I want to talk to these people. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to bring in some of the people that I thought either had interesting displays or interesting products or services that I think we should talk a little bit more on the show here that we do every single week. And one of those today is SureDry Basement Systems. I've got Jamie Budiak.
Correct.
Budiak, General Manager of SureDry Basement. First off, welcome. Now, I didn't see you. Were you at the show? Because you were the general manager. You don't have to be there.
I was there, yeah.
Okay.
I did not win the $25,000.
Nope.
I did win a can koozie, though.
You did? Okay.
And I, too, was very impressed with the man cave that Tim had put on there.
Yeah, it was cool.
Really quite cool hearing the bird fly around and doing the circle around. That was pretty neat technology there.
And I talked about this last week on the show, and I told you not to talk about it, but I can talk about it because it's my show, and the worst thing that could happen is I get fired. But when we were doing a live shot on Channel 5, we were right in back of your display. Now, what would you call it? It wasn't really a display. Would it be a demonstration? What would you call it?
We just call it our home show booth, but it's a display.
Because it doesn't do it justice. It wasn't really a booth, as you would.
Right.
It would be very similar to if you went down in your basement and you had a situation with your basement, which we'll talk about in a second. How SureDry would kind of shore up your walls and how that would all fit. Is that kind of an accurate?
Yeah, very correct, Bill. Yeah, so it very much a demonstration booth that allows you to be a little bit interactive with the products that we install in your home. Gives you a much better feel for what these would look like. You can kind of touch and feel them a little bit more than you would be able to just by pictures or videos.
And like you had a mock sump pump down there and everything. So pipes and all the other things that normally people would have in the basement. It's very cool.
Yep, absolutely.
The only thing you couldn't do was put dirt all the way around the walls of the basement. So you had what looked like a big plop of dirt. That wasn't really dirt. It was. I don't know if it was plastic or
no. Actually, it was foam. It was
foam.
It was our poly-level foam,
okay.
Which is what we use actually to lift concrete slabs. So settling slabs in driveways, front porches, sidewalks, patios. We use a foam to lift it, and we actually multi-purposed the foam and made it into a pile of dirt.
Pile of dirt. Pile of dirt is a good way of putting it, and it was dark dirt. And the funny part of it was we were ready to record or ready to go live, actually, with Channel 5 when they were doing this. And the cameraman says, what the heck is that? Because it didn't look like a pile of dirt. So you can use your imagination what it looked like. And so we had to scan it without talking about it, which was very difficult to do because we were all smirking at the time about what it is. But I imagine you had some comments during the show about that as well.
We did, yes, we did. We had one little visitor that his dad had told him that it was dinosaur dung.
So. Dung, yeah. And that's what it looked like. I've never been that close to the dinosaur dung, but yes, that's what it looked like. So you had a great display, and I think, you know, one thing, we were talking about this before the show, I live in a very old neighborhood of Neenah, and basement life, I don't know what, maybe you could tell me, the actual life of a basement before things start to go can't be too long. You've got a house, but your basement has a lot of weight on it. Things happen, water, weight, you know, gravity, all those kind of things, that people's basements start to crack.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, we live in an area geologically that the glacier deposited a lot of different types of sediments in Wisconsin. So we've got sand, we've got clay, we've got mixes of that. And the typical basements were built back in the day with block, were block walls, so typically an 8-inch thick, 8-inch tall by 16-inch wide block. More recently, the last 25, 30 years, they're poured basements. So they form up the wall and they pour it full of concrete. But the stresses that are applied to these structures from the ground changes throughout the season. So we end up with this time of the year, moisture in the soil freezes and what's called frost. That frost will, as that moisture expands, it pushes on that foundation wall, and then as things thaw out, it kind of retracts from that wall. And then in clay soils, which we have a lot of, in springtime, that soil will hydrate from the rains, and clay is like a sponge, and when it gets wet, it expands and then pushes on that wall, and then when it dries out, it will shrink away from it. So that constant movement of either thawing and freezing or hydrating and dehydrating will cause that wall to experience forces that it can't handle, and sometimes they will crack. When they crack, then they typically leak. And so, you know, we've got a variety of products that can handle the inward displacement of a wall, so a wall that's getting pushed in because of that soil expansion. We've got a variety of products that can handle controlling the water that comes in, taking it to sump pumps that can get it out. As well as when homes start to sink into ground, we've got products that we can put into the ground to not only stabilize those homes from sinking anymore, but also lift them actually back up to their original elevations.
You know, what's interesting when you say that is a lot of times when you hear people have basement problems, it's after a heavy rainstorm. And you just tend to think like, oh, because it's raining, it's why my basement has a problem. But by everything you just said, it's not just the rain, it's everything that happens. The rain is just the final effect that you see.
Correct.
It's so really your job kind of is not seasonal, because I kind of thought it was. It's really year-round.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, the water intrusion in a home is typically the symptom.
Yeah, right.
But the root cause of it is something else that has happened because of other factors. So the great thing about us is, again, we do have over 30 patented products that are designed specifically for dealing with crawl spaces, dealing with basements, dealing with your concrete outside that are real unique to what we do.
And I don't want to get too technical because you'll talk way over my head, and I won't get it either. But when you're putting in one of, and I'll call it a device, one of the patented things that you have there, how do we know that it'll push it out, push it in whatever way the wall has to go, but that it's going to stay that way?
Sure. Yeah, good question. So first, we're part of, you know, SureDry Basement Systems is not, we've been around for 23 years here in Menasha. I actually started in Little Chute, then we moved downtown Appleton, and then we moved into our current location about 11, 12 years ago. But we're part of a nationwide dealer network. So we're individually owned and operated right here in Wisconsin,
okay.
But we're part of a bigger network that has 300 of the best repair contractors in the nation. Actually, in the world, we've got some dealers over in Europe as well as Canada.
Hmm.
But we are solely responsible for and allowed to sell and install these products that were designed for this industry. And so Basement Systems really was the company that started this whole foundation repair business 28 years ago. We joined on with them almost 24 years ago now. And so our products are all engineered and designed for this, for the resolution that they create or that they come up with. So you know, we do have engineering behind us. It's not just, you know, we're not chucking a truck, figuring something out and saying, let's try this. We know it's going to work because of the experience that we can share with amongst our dealer network.
Wow. Jamie with us, general manager of Sure Dry Basements. And let me throw out the number because I know a lot of people came to the show. You kind of go down to your basement. It's like, I don't know if I have a problem, but this crack cannot be good. It's 800-379-3788. 379-3788. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. So how do you know, aside from the water, because the water is the obvious one, you got water in your basement, you got a problem. Can you know ahead of time? Do you know ahead of time you've got some issues aside from seeing obvious cracks?
Yeah, so a couple symptoms that you might see down in your basement. One is just, you know, again, the obvious cracks. Two, you might see efflorescence on the wall. So if you've got a block wall and you go down there, you might see like a white chalky powder that is on the wall. That is going to be from the minerals. So concrete is porous, okay? So when water gets inside those concrete blocks, or it could be even be a poured wall, that water, as that water pushes through the wall and it comes out and it comes down to the inside of the basement, it evaporates. When it evaporates, it leaves mineral deposits from as it migrated through that wall, and it leaves that chalky white efflorescence on your wall. That is that. So that's evidence that you
I
have.
I gotta start taking notes with you talking. Holy God, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So what you find in block walls is as water comes into the block wall, be it a crack in the block, you know, if there was some movement, they come in and then blocks are hollow, so the water will fill up and it'll start to fill up the block cavities. And so typically you'll see it in the corners because those corners are tied in. They stitch those walls in to make them stronger. Well, as water comes down one wall, it can step over and start going down another wall as well. So if you see that efflorescence, that would be it. If you've got floor cracks, those could be leaking, so there could be hydrostatic pressure pushing up underneath the slab. Typically, where we see the most leaking is going to be on the cold joint, which would be when a basement is built, they pour footings, and then they build a wall on top of that, and then they pour the concrete up to that wall sitting on top of the footing. That connection there is called the cold joint, and that's where typically water will intrude into the basement is through that cold joint.
Wow. I'm just thinking of all the different ways that you could have problems with your basement, and then if you don't know what to look for, you could have problems right now, and you don't even know it. So, absolutely. I mean, you just brought up like two or three different points that I wouldn't have known.
Right.
You just see, that looks weird.
And, you know, so when it comes to fixing that, so how do we fix that is a lot of times a question that comes up. You know, do we go and do it from the outside? And so why these basements leak in the beginning is, when they would have originally been built, at least newer homes, they would have drain tile that was put on the outside and sometimes on the inside,
right.
Sometimes both. Much older homes wouldn't have any drain tile, but anything within the last 70 years or so should have some type of drain tile. What happens, though, is that as that water gets into that drain tile, it brings sediment with it. And over time, it just builds up, and then eventually blocks that drain tile. So the drain tile becomes useless. And the point of the drain tile is to take the water and get it to
get
a
it away.
Up and then get it away.
Right.
So what happens is that stuff plugs up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we could go and dig out the outside, replace that drain tile, but again, it's going to do it again. It's going to eventually, roots are going to grow into it, sediment's going to build up in it, it can potentially collapse. So what we designed, or what Basement Systems invented 25 years ago, was WaterGuard, which was an interior water control system that actually sits on top of that footing inside the basement. So what we do is we bust out the floor, and we put this WaterGuard on top of there. And what the WaterGuard allows us to do is to always be able to maintain it. So as that water would come up and come up onto the floor, it gets into our WaterGuard system, runs to a sump pump, and then gets pushed out. We can always come in and maintain this. There's other options, which would be to take and put it in front of that footing down in the what's called the mud zone, and you could put drain tile and essentially be replacing the interior drain tile. Problem is, it's going to plug up again because it's in the mud. So,
Wow, lots to talk about. We also have to talk about a contest that they're doing. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about this very cool contest. So if you have some basement issues, hold on. We'll be back right after this.
could explain it. What went on?
Welcome back, Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, having fun with SureDry Basement Systems and Jamie Budiak, who's the general manager of SureDry Basement Systems out of Menasha, but you cover all over Northeast Wisconsin, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, Northeast and Central, North Central Wisconsin. Essentially, we go from West Bend down on the south end out to Wisconsin Rapids, up through Rhinelander, Eagle River, Three Lakes, up Menominee Marinette, Sturgeon Bay.
You had an open house, I don't know, a couple months back, was it at your place that I went to? And I talked to some of your sales guys. They travel a lot.
Yeah, they do.
I'm going here, I'm going here. He's like, wow, you really do get around. So let's talk about, you're doing right now a SureDry Save My Basement contest with our friends over at Fox 11. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we are, Bill. So now until February 9th, you can submit your basement crawl space to be saved. So we're looking for broken, ugly, damp, musty, leaking.
And people can just take their pictures on their phone. Yep. And upload it, right? Onto the Fox 11 website, not yours, but Fox 11 website.
Fox11online.com. Okay. Go to their contest page, and you'll see us on there. And so you can submit some photos, submit a little write-up of what you got going on with your basement, and they will take the top 10 basements. We'll go on to an online voting, and so it will be voted on online where your friends and family can come in. Come and vote for your project to get fixed. So we'll be giving away $5,000 worth of basement repair or crawl space repair, as well as an April Air dehumidifier. And these dehumidifiers are really pretty cool. And then the second place person will get a dehumidifier as well.
The dehumidifier, is that, I'm not saying it's a must, but is that something you always recommend down in the basement?
Absolutely, yeah.
Really?
So there, you know, there's been a lot of talk about dehumidifiers recently in the news on them starting on fire and whatnot. But again, not to get too technical on you, but all dehumidifiers are not the same. So when you see a dehumidifier at the store, at Menards, Home Depot, wherever, and it says it is a 70 pint dehumidifier, that unit would have been tested in a controlled environment where it is the temperature is 80 degrees. And the relative humidity is 60%. The problem is it's much easier to remove water out of warm, moist air than it is out of cold, moist air.
Mm-hmm.
So not too many basements or crawl spaces that are 80 degrees. Most of those are going to be 55 to 65 degrees, right? So pulling water out when the temperature is that low is much more difficult. And so what ends up happening is these dehumidifiers that you get at the store, one, they don't function as well. Okay, so they're not very efficient, nor do they pull out the amount of water that they claim they do because they're not in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
So these April Air dehumidifiers were built and designed to run at those lower temperatures. And thus, so these are 90-pint dehumidifiers. So they will pull out 90 pints of water in 90 pints of water tested in that same environment.
Okay.
Now, they're designed to function, though, at a lower temperature. So there's going to be a little bit of a reduction in there, but it's still probably upwards of 80 to 85 pints of water out of a basement a day. So pretty impressive stuff.
Really?
They're really neat, actually, when you set them up. The technology that's behind them, they're made and built right here in Madison, Wisconsin. And so 5-year transferable warranty on them as well, which is pretty cool.
SureDry Basement Systems, again, to be part of this contest, go to Fox 11, and they have the contest. I saw it online, and you can submit your photo. Let's talk a little bit about the contest, because I'm going to guess you're taking one or two photos. It's not necessarily the ugliest picture, because that would be somewhat easy, but you also look for stories.
Right, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we want to know what's going on. And again, now, this is going to go online for others to vote for. So it's not going to be just SureDry voting on this. It's going to be other people. So the better picture you can paint as to what you've got going on for people that'll be voting, the better. So
it's kind of like Chicago, vote now, vote often, vote as many times as you want, the Chicago way. You can have your friends vote. You can vote. So get everybody involved, and you can stack the deck.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. The more
this
people,
is cool to do.
The more people that you can convince to vote for you, the better.
Great, great. So what is, I guess, the most common problem? All the problems that you see, what is the most common things that you see with the basement?
Yeah, so, you know, certainly basements leaking is by far the most common. And why that would be, again, goes back to the climate we live in and the soils that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And so probably one of the biggest challenges for people is they typically wait until April, May, June to deal with this.
Well, that's why I thought it was seasonal. When you said that before, it kind of threw me off.
And so what ends up happening is, you know, it leaks in April, May, June, July, and August, and then all of a sudden, you know, we get to maybe the dog days of summer, the end of July and August, where things start to dry out, and then, oh, well, maybe my problem is fixed. And
it's not gone.
These problems don't fix themselves.
Yep.
And so, you know, like right now is a great time to get us out there because we our backlog isn't as big. So
mm-hmm.
we can get there, we can get out there soon, and we can fix it soon. Whereas you start to wait until April, May, June, things get busier, more of them, and so there tends to be a little bit more of a lag there. So if you've got the issue and it hasn't gone away, and it won't, you might as well get us out here now and you know, come check it out and see what you got going on.
Yeah, I imagine you're like the HVAC guy. Once it gets below zero, their phone rings off the hook.
Right.
Once it starts raining,
right.
your phone's ringing off the hook.
Right. You know, and the other thing, Bill, too, is you know a lot of people think, oh, my, this has got to be a really expensive fix. And what's great is we've got a lot of products, and you know these products are designed again to fix these problems, and a lot of our customers say, "Geez, I thought it was going to be more than this."
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's best to get us out there and we can come and take a look and at least you know what you're dealing with.
Well, and I was just going to ask you a little bit about the process here. Is like if someone thinks they have an issue, obviously they're calling your people. Is someone going out and doing kind of a needs analysis first, kind of looking at inspecting? Is there a lot of inspecting going on? And then do you do a proposal? What kind of happens
yeah,
there?
Absolutely, yeah. So we've got certified system design specialists that come out and will do a thorough inspection of your basement, of your you know foundation, your basement, your crawl space, your whole property.
You do soil testing? Is that...
No, we don't do soil testing. You know, if there is a settlement issue, that could be something that could be done, and we do have engineering firms that we work with that do that stuff.
Okay.
That we can refer to. But we'll come in and do a full inspection, and then be able to show you know the customer what's possible, and they can choose you know kind of what level of protection that they want.
So, and then do you give them? Oh, I was going to say options, but sometimes I would imagine that if there's an issue. There may be only one option.
Yep.
I don't know.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah. So there's you know there could be multiple options to.
Okay. There
to
could
a,
be. Okay.
There might be multiple solutions to a problem, and we're going to come back and show you know what the best solution would be. But there could be several different ways that we could attack the same problem. So just a real quick example would be how if walls are pushing in. We could use that anchor system where we use the dirt outside to help hold that wall back, or we could use our power brace system, which is beams that are on the inside that are designed to help hold the wall back using the floor system. Sometimes it just depends. If you've got a in-ground septic system outside, or you've got a swimming pool outside, or you've got lot line issues, using the outside system might not work. Vice versa, on the inside, if you've got a lot of plumbing lines on a wall, or if you've got electrical lines or things like that that can't be moved, maybe doing something from the outside is a better option. So the good thing is we've got options.
You kind of just answered my question, Jamie with us from Sure Dry Basement Systems, that I think another assumption is that if I call Sure Dry, this is going to be real messy. And it seems to me that it doesn't have to be, but again, it would depend on what you just said, the options that are available.
Right. Yep. Right? Yep. No. Definitely doesn't have to be messy.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of our systems can be done from inside the home. We don't have to come in and excavate on the exterior and disturb your landscaping, removing, you know, patios, decks, trees, things like that. So again, you know, our systems designed by our engineers that can we can warranty that your home is going to be stabilized.
And I don't know you don't want to guarantee anything because things can happen, but it would seem to me if you've got an issue with a basement, the likelihood you would have other issues in the future are there. Do you try to make sure that that doesn't happen? Is there a warranty? Is there anything along those lines? Because I'd imagine you're working on the north side of the house, and you get that fixed, but whoops, I didn't see it. There's a problem on the south side.
Right, yep, absolutely. And that, so, you know, most of our products have a 25-year transferable warranty. So, you know, if 5 years down the road you're selling the home and you've got a SureDry system, that will transfer right over to the new homeowner. Don't need to do anything about that as far as registering or anything like that. We will have the record of the property. So essentially the warranty stays with the property, not the homeowner. Right. And so, yeah, absolutely. So that's, you know, part of what our systems design specialists will do is show the homeowner, you know, where their current issue is that they see, but if there's anything else that they want to be, you know, proactive with or know about so that, you know, that they're not having this same issue happen 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road.
And that's what the kind of full inspection is
absolutely
all about, not
yep.
just talking about that one problem,
you
but the whole
yep.
basement area.
Yep.
Good, good. Jamie Budiak with us, General Manager of SureDry Basement Systems. Again, you want to enter SureDry Save My Basement Contest. There are, what are there, 50 entries already? There's 50 entries in there now, but hey, there's time. So get your entry in, take a picture of your basement, get the right angle, get the look that you want or don't want, depending on what the case may be, and then write a little story, and you might be able to win up to $5,000 in basement repairs and an April Air dehumidifier. Jimmy, this is very educational for me. Thanks so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.